This Sunday at 3 p.m., the North Valley Chorale will share music close to the hearts of its members and at the core of its mission, which is dedicated to the cultural, musical, and social enrichment of Greater Phoenix. Eleanor Johnson is the director and her husband Graham co-founder of and helps guide the group. The Johnsons are not strangers to KBOC, but I'd never spoken with them about the North Valley Chorale, whose mission is to spread light in the community. And I learned that this concert, Lux Aeterna, or Eternal Light, is very special to them. Eleanor, you are a choral person.
Yes, I had various church choirs in the Valley. Some former members of the choir were homeless, and so they decided they would like to begin just a casual choir.
Yeah, I want to clarify for people who have not been in choirs. It's a tight family, so when you lose your choir, you are, in fact, homeless. And the point of the group is really just that. It's the camaraderie of singing and then serving the community with it.
Definitely. Basically, we have people from ages 20 to their 80s. But I say, come and sing for me, but first come and see what we're about and see if this is something that appeals to you, because it's more than just singing repertoire. It's making friendships, serving the community, doing outreach. So they have to buy into the whole package.
So North Valley Chorale, was the name just, well, this is kind of where we all live right now, so let's call it that?
Pretty much.
So, at the time,
so the original members were, I mean, we started with 20, 23 members, so mostly from kind of the North Valley area. So that's how we came up with the name.
So the outreach piece is, are you going to places where music was not available?
Yeah, we go different places. So and we do a variety of things. Some of the things are just collecting items to give to St. Vincent de Paul, or to the food bank. And then we do activities together because we want to be a community of people as well as a choir in the community.
The concert that I wanted to focus on today is coming up on February 25th, Lux Aeterna. This is kind of your more serious, bigger concert of the season?
It is definitely. We're going to be performing the Rudder Requiem with the ensemble version. So it'll be with harp, organ, oboe, cello, flute, so it's a smaller orchestra. We're performing that as well as we're doing the North American premiere of the Olejo Lux, which was so interesting because we had already chosen the name of our concert last summer, and then he was commissioned by the Fairhaven Singers in Cambridge, England, and our son is actually a member of that group. And then my son asked, I guess I'll let my husband take over from here, Graham, about the personal part of this.
Our son Matthew and his wife Libby were expecting twins, and tragically they lost one of the twins, and miraculously one of the twins has survived and is doing very well and is 7 months old now. So as a memorial and in a tribute to Benedict, who was the baby that we lost, Matthew and Libby and some friends commissioned for this work by Olejo. So so it's a premiere for North America. It hasn't been published yet. Ola hasn't done his final edit of it, but he's given us permission to sing it, and so that's special for our little grandson.
Very special, especially when it's a man who has such ties to our community, having been
yes, exactly with the Phoenix with the Chorale.
It's a beautiful story, and I'm sorry for your loss.
The amazing miracle is that she only weighed 12 ounces at birth, and now she's like 10 pounds. It's truly amazing to see this, for us. So this work is very special for us, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And there are some other kind of lighter pieces in the concert as well.
Well, we're performing something I hear on KBOC quite often, Gabriel's oboe, so with a local oboist. We're doing Foray, the Clair de Lune, with harp and soprano soloist Sarah Smith. We're also doing Ola's Ubicaritas, which I absolutely love. Then, because we're getting close to St. Patrick's Day, we have a wonderful version with oboe of Oh Danny Boy. So it's going to be a varied concert.
Where will the 25th concert be?
The 25th is going to be at the Church of the Beatitudes, which is on Glendale and 7th Avenue.
That you're doing not only music, but in taking it out into the community and the spirit of the ensemble of the community, too, for 9 years now. Eleanor and Graham Johnson, thanks very much for both of you coming in.
Nice.
Thank
to be
you
here.
For having us.
Lux Aeterna with the North Valley Chorale happens this Sunday, 3 p.m., at the Church of the Beatitudes in Phoenix. At the Heart of the Arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.